So after this, where Serbs were at the camp and I asked them to stay here for their home, the second issue was to stop the Serbs that were leaving. Because, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't have allowed them to leave. But such a concept in international law doesn't exist, because the existing laws are based on the pre-Holocaust tragedy of Jews in Europe, when they were being chased out of Germany and others didn't, and the world was ashamed because didn't let them in. When we have the post-Second World War of Germans being thrown out, and then the Cold War. So the concept was of that you have to take refugees in, not that the people have to write to stay to a home. And I transformed it there. And I went against the existing rules of to the right to a home. So I went to stop the Serbs. But as I went there along the way, I came across the Muslims who split into two groups from this history. One was on the one side, and another was on the other, and they were left. 25,000 of them left at that time. By that time, you had, as I said, 100,000 Croatians left in 91. Another 100,000 Serbs left during the UN mandate. And another almost 100,000, only 10,000 remained in the area in 95 when the operation started. Now 25,000 Muslims came. So you had altogether, out of 300,000 people, you had only 35,000 people remaining, out of which 10,000 of the original population will come back. So I went to stop
all the people, as you said.
I went to stop these 25,000 Muslims, Serbs who were leaving, 100,000 to lead them. But I came along the Muslims. Now you who listen to this, who do you think is more valuable? A Christian or a Muslim? A Serb or a Bosniak? I had to face one or another. If I had the possibility to face the Serbs, I would have rather lost my life than let them go. But I came to the Bosniaks and I used that the first come first, that I cannot treat Muslims as a lower, and I didn't let them go. They remained at Kuplensko, and they in a camp, I stopped them, and at that time humanitarian commissioner for Europe, Emma Bonino, from the Radical Party of Italy, asked to come to let them go, because those were the rules in Europe. I said, no, they're going home. You can take me to court, but I will establish the right of a people to home. I took them later on to their home. I took two men who both lost their hands, and I asked them, I said, you didn't know how to shake hands when you had them. Now shake with the remaining, what remains. And a poem has been written about this, how with these two parts, these people, and there has been peace. That is the first ever return and peace made in the entire European history. The return of the people is unknown until what happened there. But the other Serbs left, including the American ambassador, Peter Galbraith, because of the entire violence. He went to give them his security, they were taken out. That's a mistake. I would have a rule, at least now learn not to let them out. But then I had a further issue came, what with the remaining? And 10,000, primarily older people, stayed, and I launched, together with the International Federation of the Red Cross and the Committee of the Red Cross, Operation Save Life. I went through 600 villages, hamlets, houses, asking, is there anybody here? And we found it more than 10,000 people were saved in such a manner. I called this entire condition social collapse. That it should be understood that when the war ends, there is a social collapse, like it happened in Berlin, in Germany, with the tragic consequences of what happened with the civil population. A social collapse has not been adequately defined. The Red Cross and humanitarian responsibility at the time of social collapse has not been defined. Immediately, we published a book on that, Save Life, and we published a paper about it in the New England, in the British papers. British Medical Journal.
At that time, you have been advisor of
President. At that time, I was advisor.
In fact, it was with his support that you could manage, that you could organize such a huge humanitarian operation.
Yeah, I asked him, not with his support, but I told him that he is responsible. Mm-hmm. I wrote, all of those documents exist, mm-hmm. they have been all written. You know, I have a very specific history. My grandfather was I come from probably the oldest Jewish family here. He was in the leadership of the Jews of old Yugoslavia before the Second World War. He is, to a much extent, of the hero, but I am the one who tried in a way to use all the experience of this tragedy, not to be left, not to know what to do, not to face the issue, as Hannah Arendt described, of this disorganization and the tragedy. I wanted to show what is the power of this tragic experience, the experience which Europe never used, how to plan, what to do, what it can learn from it. I did use it. I gave life back to the tragedy of these millions of people who lost their lives, and it was used, and not only, but including in the Operation Storm. For this reason, I expected this knowledge to be used. But you must know that Europe, while the righteous among nations became highly respected when Israel recognized it for the European non-Jews who saved lives of the Jews, but good people did not save only Jews. The fact is that Europe does not know how to recognize goodness. Europe does not know how to remember, how to have the experience of doing so. It did not say thank you. Europe knew through this tragic, its own history of imperialism, just to recognize what is evil, just to see who should be, and now it did it again. So it created a court where it didn't allow aggression to be treated as a crime. And what is there is no meaning of anything else as a crime if aggression is not, which initiates everything, it didn't allow it. Further on, it didn't allow witnesses who know what happened to speak. This court never heard me speaking. It is too strongly afraid of its own shameful history, and that's why it will be a court of shame. There will be nothing that will be remembered of it, because it didn't start from anything, and that's why it is a failure. In this particular case, what I'm urging now, and what I plead for now, is permit knowledge. Don't behave like a court afraid of truth. So I'm urgently calling to have a conference of knowledge. Anybody who knows from any side, from anywhere in the world, about the Operation Storm, use science. Come and let's have the speaking of witnesses. Let's have the speaking of experts. Let's have the people of responsibility. Not as secretly speaking, not as hiding what they said, but of putting together the entire experience and knowledge. Permit the knowledge about the Operation Storm to save lives throughout the world, any place, anywhere, and at any time. Don't hide it. Don't have a respect for the risks of the future. This court said we don't care about the future. We don't care about doing about goodness. We don't care about preventing of genocide. And I protest. And I ask you, give people right to breathe. Get people right to be free. Permit people to not to be afraid. Freedom for that, and that's what is possible and should be done.
Can you remember how many medical experts collaborated with you in those critical months?
There was not only medical, it was humanitarian. Mm-hmm. A number of those, they are practically all alive, from including very important international figures for doing my work. I received, I received in American flag as a sign of respect. The only one who did it before our prime minister got it formally, but I was the only one who received that. And I received the highest honor of the European Union for humanitarian work, for my work during the Operation Storm, for saving people from all sides. I'm a person who risked my life and protected for the saving of lives of Croats, Serbs, Bosniaks, Jews, Albanians. I even say that if somebody asks me what is my nationality, I say I am Croat, Bosniak, Jewish, Albanian, and Serbian, because if I save the lives of those people, then I have to say that's what I am. My face is the face of Abraham, because I believe of if need be for a good to sacrifice the life of my closest ones. I am willing to quarrel with God in order to save in the community, to get people together what is needed to save. I am conscious that so many people around don't know, don't have the genocide can be prevented, and I hope to begin the phase so that one day we can say from this place, new people developed, a new knowledge developed, the genocide can be prevented and can be prevented at any time and any place in the world, and that's the place where the genocide was stopped.
Okay, and it was also important that you were not the only individual who were working on this. You were motivating thousands of people.
Thousands of people participated in many actions before. Mm-hmm. We talk about in all of them. I had a special privilege through faith and knowledge that the events in which I participated using faith and knowledge, they became extremely more bigger than myself, with thousands and thousands of people, but they became even stronger through knowledge and through as the concept of truth beyond the events at that moment. But it was a need to be passed to other parts of the world, to be used by other thousands and millions, to be a message to the future, to be a knowledge of the future. I was, as you say, as a listener, as experimenting with a particular treatment or doing, the knowledge is here. The knowledge does exist. It was developed through enormous suffering of thousands and thousands of people, of active people who took care. They did it, but it has been stopped. And I, as you asked, as Giordano Bruno asked, the earth is round. Permit the knowledge of the prevention of genocide to be known in all of it. Don't allow inquisition of this court that forbids the knowledge of goodness.
Okay, thank you very much.
Kako se čini?
Super. Ovo te se ima.
Jeste vi zadovoljeni?
Samo jedan trenutak, jesmo, evo da se, da se prekinemo.